All right, you're recording.
Well,
we're going to call the meeting to order. The meeting of the Benona Terrace Community and Convention Center Board for Thursday, January 16th, 2025. Roll call, please, Sarah.
Yes. David Aguayo should be coming. Angela Bozo?
Here.
Kathleen Detman? Elizabeth Doyle?
Here.
Judy Karofsky?
I'm here.
Glenn Craig?
Here.
Aureliano Montes? Stephen Peters? Mark Richardson? Jim Ring?
Here.
Eric Rotier? Kevin Schiebler?
Here.
And Mike Revere.
Here.
That's seven. We have it.
Thanks, everybody. Do not leave this room.
For now.
Without approval of somebody. Approval. Speaking of approval, we can approve the minutes of the November 21st meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Oh, second.
Moved in second. Are there any comments on the minutes from November 21? Hearing no comments. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? No one's opposed. So we've approved the minutes, and we're going to move on to public comment. No public comment. We will move on to disclosures and recusals. I'm going to talk very slowly because it's going to be a very short meeting. Disclosures. Are there any disclosures?
I disclose that I'm on the City Madison Room Tax Commission.
Thank you. Anybody else? I'll do it.
Usually we go in. Oh, well, there's only two of us with disclosures here.
Angela.
I was going to say, usually we go kind of in alphabetical order. But just,
okay. I'm also a member of the events.
And I'll go ahead and say I continue to serve on the City Road Tax Commission and the Minimum Terrace Booking Event Assistance Advisory Committee.
Thanks, but you're supposed to talk slowly. Thanks, everybody. Statement of interest forms for city appointed board members. As if
so, I'm going to just quick comment on that.
Yeah.
There's a few of you that are city appointed that haven't turned in your statement of interest form. You should have had an email. If you didn't get an email, then you're probably county or state. And you don't have to worry about that.
I don't think that's accurate. I had to do it.
You
even
did?
Though I'm county.
The county has a requirement too.
I don't know. I specific because I received at least one email.
Okay.
It's
maybe I'm wrong, guys.
That was from the Lake Monona, but that's done.
Okay.
Done and gone.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I
could. That would have been the Lake Monona one.
But it was this year.
They might not have updated the records.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure
it could be that Lila.
Well, so the short answer from the short phone call is it's a short process if you do it.
Yeah.
So
if
you get
nailed, you're going to get an email from me if you haven't done it and you're on the list. And I don't want to have to do that to you.
That's all right. We can take it.
You don't have to list anything. Just, I think, unless it's.
I don't actually know. I've never
very,
had
very,
to do it myself.
It used to be much more invasive. Okay, so now the next item is the booking pace update from Bill Zineman. Hey, Bill.
Hello. Given we just sort of brought 2024 in for a landing and now 25 is just taking off, I don't have a whole lot to report different than what we budgeted. Some years, it's like we're shot out of a cannon. You know, this initial report will be 12%, 14% over budget. This is, I think, one of those things we're going to start a little slow and build. Which is, I won't say it's common, but it's happened a fair number of times. So I'm not concerned at this point. We just need to get some events under our belt and watch them spin liberally, we hope. So right now we budgeted 170 banquets. You know, but preliminary looks like we'll come in about 160 perhaps. We budgeted 134 meetings. I think we'll come in right now more like 120-ish. This is report isn't in the packets. This is just something I cooked up just to give you a sense of how the booking pace is shaping up. And conventions, we knew we were going to have a little bit of a slower year in that regard. And I know Destination Madison will be here next month to give their 2024 year-end report. And I know Ellie and Jamie will have some comments about their efforts in that regard for conventions for Menlo Terrace. But we budgeted 21, and I think we'll do better. I think we're going to maybe get up to 24 is how it's looking. So good news there. Conferences, we budgeted 26, and I think we'll do 28. Meetings, the smaller meetings, I talked about those. And the rest are consumer shows, community events, and we're on budget or better with those. So right now, the way the numbers stack up, we're about 10 or 12% under, but I think next month or the month after, we'll be on budget or perhaps better. As we get some events under our belt and the revenue comes in better, then we tend to use event averages that are on a little bit on the conservative side. We want to have to go back at the end of the year with our handout to get more money. The budget works, so this way we're in good shape. But Jeff has, I think, some good news, some fun news about 2024. So I'll let him.
You passing the baton.
I'll let him spread the joy. If that's okay.
Hey Jeff, how are you? Thanks, Bill. Hey Jeff.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm going to be like the tortoise, so I admit that the meeting doesn't end in 12 minutes. So the information that we shared with you guys is through November. In November, I think, was about $62,000 kind of overspent. I'd love to just say it was a really easy thing because Lynn Warren, the guys, like our director of sales, retired. Her sick leave payout was $62,000.
Right.
It's certainly a little bit different than that. Like, our revenue is up a little bit, and then salaries were down. Hourly, we're getting killed on this year, so that was way up. But that's because we've been pretty short-handed in some of our permanent positions. Benefits were overspent by 62 grand, which essentially was the sick leave payout. I haven't gotten all of the final numbers yet because they're still backdating some of our wages into 2024 because the pay period that we just got paid for contain some dates from December. So when the city's done with all of the backdating, I'll have a much better feel for how salaries and expenses are going to find, or salaries and benefits are going to come out. Supplies, services, we've been doing pretty well hanging in there. And so November, being $62,000 overspent, it didn't take a huge chunk out of our year to date, and we're still really close to $600,000 to the good. I recently finished up the revenue look for 2024 events, and our Bill said this a bunch of times over the year with our projections. Our original starting point for our operating budget was $4,012,000. The final number that I saw was a little over $5,070,000, about $1 million to the good, which, like you said, I mean, we go a little conservative, but the one thing that I don't think anyone could have projected was we used almost $57,000 as our average for conventions. The convention spend was almost 83. And so we had 28. We actually budgeted 27. And when you're spending about almost $30,000 more per event, that's where that $1 million to the good comes in. Banquets did very well. Meetings, last year the spend, whether it was catering or AV, was just tremendous. And so the revenue picture is looking really good. Because the city allows us to backdate items into last year up until February 24th, I'll probably have an asterisk next to the December year-end stuff because I think our board meeting next month is on the 20th, and there will still be a couple days where we can get hit with that. Oops, we forgot to send you this invoice. Can you get it still into the system? And so if there's anything big that happens between the 20th, or let's say the 18th when I get everything put together, and the 24th, I'll mention that to you in the March board meeting. Overall, December, we had 41, and this was wild. Like, we normally do like 25 or 30 events in December. We had 40, and it generated about $200,000. We had 41 budgeted, and so there really wasn't a lot of time where you could, where our staff could collectively catch their breath. So we were going pretty much from when the renovations got done at the end of January last year to right up until, I think the last event was on December 21st. And so a very nice year. Hopefully the expenses for December don't just, you know, kick our butt. So that we'll have a nice number to report for our year-end surplus. End of report.
Thank you. Other questions for Jeff? Mike, Oliver Beer.
Thank you, Judy. Jeff, you almost always highlight sick leave payouts for our retirees, mm-hmm. as you did at the top of your report again today for Laura. In comparison, Dwayne was here hardly at all compared to someone like Laura. How much could you ballpark for us what his sick leave payout will be with his surprise retirement?
Connie and I were just actually talking about this before the meeting. So, you know, we had four people that were, Dwayne was here for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And so I don't think he ever used a sick day. So he had over 500 hours of sick leave. That was about 20 grand. Laura, Meg, and Kara was about 60 apiece. So that's about $200,000 in retirement payout that we can't budget for. And so for us to be able to absorb that with the revenues that we generated was a pretty good testament to the sales department, the AV guys, and catering to generate that revenue that we could pay all of that out and not have to go back to Dave and say, we need more money. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully it wasn't quite as bad, I don't think, as 2020, because I think we had six people retire then. But, you know, four people, especially with the longevity that they were on, three of the four were here from early 2000, if not 99.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And so, yeah, so.
Laura from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, she, her and Bill and Connie, and, you know, they're all either 96 or 97. So.
I remember.
I think Kara started a month after me in 99. Meg was around 2000. And, yeah, Laura, and then Dwayne, like I said, I think he started in 2018 or
19. Yeah,
18. So, yeah. Will Dwayne's payment be booked in this fiscal year or last fiscal year?
It's going to be in December.
Okay, I didn't know when his effective date of separation was, so it's December. Okay.
Yeah, it was November 7th, but then it went through right through December 1st. So I think one of the checks that they backdated into 2024 will have that
okay.
portion as well.
So we'll see the effect next.
Vacation payout, yeah.
We'll see it next month.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody else? Question? Jeff, thank you.
No problem.
And now the director's report. We're just moving along.
I'll try to go slow.
It's going to be the shortest.
You have to think of more questions.
A half hour.
Give me some pointers. Can
we get to happy hour by 4:30?
There we go. All right. So we did submit our lead application the first week of December. It's going to take 1 month or so to review it and certify us. For a while, we'll be holding concurrent certifications because our lead platinum certification is good for another year or something.
November 26th is
November 26th. And so we're expecting to be gold, certified at gold. There's different levels of gold, so we'll wait and see where we come in.
Oh, like 14 carat, 18 carat.
And the reason it's we're not platinum still is because they switched their focus, and their focus is on decarbonization. And do you remember what the other one was? There's one other thing.
Oh man, I'm drawing a blank.
I know,
but decarbonization was a big thing.
Oh, I know. Energy savings. Lighting,
yeah.
Like, we have a lot of work to do on the lighting. We've been at it for a couple of years now, replacing, like, the exhibition hall over to LEDs, and then working on the fourth floor. So, well, by the time it rolls around again, we'll be in really good shape. And we've been given a list of things that we can do to work on the next 5 years to ensure that we're back to plan. So, all right, and then on the operations side, as Jeff noted, we were busy, you know, right up until just before Christmas. And then staff took some time off, well-deserved time off, because they were all very busy all the way up till the 21st. So when we came back after the holidays, we had maintenance days, and staff does this every year, actually twice a year. They clean all the carpet, mats, drapes, skirting, detail the restrooms, get all of the maintenance equipment back up to standard and cleaned, and clean the benches, stools, soft seatings, everything in the building, paint, winterize more, and then repair a lot of things. So they did a really good job. This is it's usually a challenge to get through the entire list of things that we have slated for them to do, but they did it all this year. They got it all done. So they were very efficient this year. So that's good. And then we had windows replaced during the maintenance days as well in the Grand Terrace and Community Terrace. It was a capital budget item, and we have the Lakeside Glass come in and inspect them, and then tell us which ones need to be replaced first. And so every year we'll have a few that are replaced. The poinsettias and holiday trees.
Pretty, they're still pretty.
Yeah, they're being taken down and switched out, and because they were getting dry, because they were real. And we had the last holiday party on January 11th, so we tried to hold out. And the gardener, the new gardener, Alan, he's doing a fantastic job. He's prepared us for the spring. We took down some trees that were diseased and or dead. And then so those were off the dock planters, and then the up on the rooftop, there were a few too. So in the spring, he's ordered them, and he will be replacing them in those areas. And then he's also got some new plants that he'll be planting throughout to get rid of stuff that's, dead and needs to be spruced up a little bit. But yeah, he's doing a really great job. And then in November, we started on a cabling project in the ballroom and Grand Terrace and kind of the whole east side of the fourth floor. The cabling's original, and there were a few that were damaged, and so it kind of affects, our internet and ability to have our AV equipment respond well. So that's almost done.
Yeah,
not done.
It could possibly be done as soon as the 20 or the 30th.
So that'll be huge.
You want to explain the phrase future proofing?
Future proofing.
Oh well.
So the cabling that we had lasted, 28 years basically. Oh. So now this should last another good amount of time, and it'll be, we installed some better cabling that will be able to keep up with the technological advances. So that's what we mean by future-proofing. And then community events has continued doing their meditation with an average of 82 participants per time. They also have a yoga core. That they offer in a hybrid format that averages 62 to 70 participants each time. And then I'm going to murder this, but Pichakucha. those events are very popular. And so they had one on November 14th. And then there's a mini meditation retreat that was on November 24th. That was popular. 60 people attended that. Group tours for the year were 951 people. that went through. And then the third annual Shapes and Suncatchers family event, always popular, had 51 visitors. And then our volunteer holiday party was very successful. We celebrated the contributions of 50 volunteers who contributed 1,049 hours last year. And gift shop, a few new things. Let's see the pictures. Their sale was very successful. They do 20% off toward the end of the year, and it's always well received. I think just that sale put them over budget, so that was good. They were very excited to make budget. And then for those of you who were not downtown during the election, ABC News did a national live broadcast on Olin Terrace with the Capitol in the background late into the night till the results. Let's see. Oh, Bill has big news. I should have had you talk about that, Bill. Do you want to talk about your new ad agency?
Sure. We got to a point where we felt we should put our ad agency, our agency of record, out to bid. Mm-hmm. And so we did a request for proposals through the City of Madison purchasing department, and one of their staff helped us out. Brian Patelli, good guy. They're very helpful for us. And so we put it out. 16 ad agencies responded, of which two of them didn't complete their paperwork properly, so they were kicked out immediately. We evaluated. There was a panel. Staff here at Minnow Parrots, we had Kate Dale, vice president of vice president of marketing for Destination Madison. We had her on the panel. And so our staff with Kate evaluated the submissions of the 14. We got it down to two finalists and had in-person presentations with them. And then the panel scored those presentations, and we ended up with an agency called Shine United. They're out of Madison. Other an agency that Destination Madison has used a fair amount and had good success with them. And so we're in the process of working on the contract. And if Sarah has it, maybe she's going to ask me to please
sponsor.
Please sponsor. Help us. I know you.
So is this in place of the Beaming contract?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Beaming was the other finalist.
Oh.
And, the panel felt that Shine.
Outshine them.
Good job. And were they all local, those who applied, the 14?
No, they were from California.
So really?
They were from all over. I mean, primarily Wisconsin or the surrounding states. But yeah, it was interesting. You know, it goes out on VendorNet, which goes nationally, I guess, depending who subscribes to it. Hmm. So we're pleased, and we're getting the purchase services contract through the city process. We feel like we'll have that in place probably next month, and then we'll start working with the new agency. It's a 2-year contract up front. I felt like to attract more interest, we should start with 2 years. Otherwise, I think agencies are going to look, well, might give us the boot after 1 year. Why would we do that? So we're starting with 2 years. Then there's a series of 3 1-year options that we exercise. The contract could be a total of 5 years if we exercise all of those 1-year options.
Thank you, Bill. All right. We have some new events for 2025. WebMD Health Services, the new client. They've got 2 regional biometric screenings for 25, and then the Concerts and Cuisine will be here for the first time. It's an annual gala event presented by the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra that combines food, music, and community. We're super excited to have them here.
It's in April, I've heard of them.
Yeah, it's a big fundraiser, I believe. And then Integral Summit 2026 is new to Manon Terrace. Its purpose is to achieve three goals: to educate, celebrate, and connect for their employees, which apparently it's an enterprise global rent-a-car. I haven't heard of. And then, of course, we have repeat events. The Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters was first here in 2003 and is booked their Conservation Lobbyist Day this year. And they've been here a total of 8 times, 2006. Okay, I'm not going to go through all of the little events, but I wanted to go to the business office. We have hired a new mechanic. His name is Eric Bachum. He started in December, late December. So he's currently in training, and he comes to us from the post office, where he had a number of years of experience as a rising through the ranks of the maintenance job. So he'll just have to be Monona Terracized, as we call it, and learn all of our systems and equipment, and then he should be good to go, because he comes with a lot of skills. So we're very excited about that. I think that's all I have. Any questions?
Anyone have questions for Connie? That's it.
Well, I can think of several.
Go ahead.
But I don't want to.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll follow up on Dwayne's surprise retirement. How soon will HR allow you to post for our new director of maintenance?
I met with them today, actually.
Oh, okay.
I can post it
right immediately.
Away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that your intent, Connie? Or
what
is that your intention? Connie,
yeah, we
do
have
it right away?
We have a few things to post. I think upcoming. Just got to figure out the order and the capacity and the panels. We have we're going to repost the audio visual manager.
Oh yeah,
and then Dwayne's old job, and I think that those are the two bigger ones, the priority ones.
Mm-hmm.
So
big ones.
And I think we have, did Brian have an ops worker one he's posting?
Yeah, we just got that one going. Yeah. With the promotion.
Yeah.
Of one of our staff from ops worker to lead one of them.
And then I also have another maintenance position that I'll be posting. That's why I'm trying to figure out what order I want to go in, but we have the mech 2 position, but I'm probably going to underfill it as a mech 1 and then see how they do. We'll have a little competition for the prize.
So it'll probably be several months before Dwayne's position can be filled, or Brian and Roy.
Yes, both of them, but Brian's the lead, and then we have one of the maintenance 1 workers that's helping out, doing some out of class pay work, working with vendors and electricians and getting everything fixed up. Any more?
Any other questions?
I can ask about Alan, since landscaping's always been a keen interest of mine around here.
Yeah,
so my question I was thinking of is, does he have the same vision that Tony had, that Tony was so, proud of and wanted to share with the community?
We were
proud of Tony. Or has Alan gone in a different direction, you think, with his vision of the landscape plan here?
I think he's, he's going to add some color to the areas. He said he has to clean out the beds because there's a lot of dead stuff, and so once he gets, how gardeners work is they do something and then they see how it looks and see, they have to see what it looks like to see what to do. You know what I mean? So he and I talked about one of his focuses is on the Olin Terrace, because that's got a lot of older stuff in there, because I think the focus for quite a while was on the rooftop and getting that all up to par. So now we're kind of going back to the planners that need some TLC, and then the Olin Terrace too. So he's got a plan. We chatted about kind of his vision of what what he immediately saw that he wanted to do, and he's not doing anything drastic. he's just kind of looking at what we got and seeing what he thinks would kind of supplement that and improve it. And then he's already done quite a bit of work on the interior plants. Those are looking really good, and he's got some plans to bring in some more bigger potted plants, so that'll be happening too.
He must have done the holiday decor.
He did.
Yeah. It's nice.
It was nice.
Yeah, he's a horticulturist, so with a lot of experience, so that should help us. He's got a really good sense of, with all of his experience of, you know, different ideas to try, and but keeping with the main theme.
So would that be it would be reasonable to ask him to present to the board soon?
Something? I don't know how soon.
Soon.
He's going to be out for a couple weeks. I think he's taken up a couple weeks, but yeah, I can talk to him at some point.
In our agenda.
Maybe on the backside where he can say, this is what.
So late summer is what you're saying.
Probably. I'll chat with him and see what he's comfortable with.
Perhaps we could meet on the rooftop and he could give us a
tour. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here we go. Maybe there might be a bar up there with some wine.
Maybe LVC. Maybe LVC will be open.
That really does make sense. Take a tour.
Tony did it for those of us that have been on the board a long time. Alan's predecessor was very excited and gave us a big presentation several years ago.
Yeah, a long presentation.
Yeah.
I think Alan's a little bit more low key.
Different personality.
Yeah, very calm.
I'm sure he doesn't need a reminder, but please remind him of the importance of the John Nolan Drive monument sign.
Monument
that he's responsible. That's what I call it. Well, the Monona Terrace sign. On John Nolan Drive, because that's part of the.
Oh, the plants the main, around.
Yeah, the plants up in front of it. Yeah.
I'll make sure.
Because in some prior years, it wasn't looking as high.
Yeah, I overlooked a little bit.
Yes.
You see that from your condo or something?
No, but I go by there all the time, constantly. Yeah.
On his way to the Elks.
Well, there you go.
And
to see your old friend Laura McIsaac. Then lastly, do you think Alan will be using volunteers as much as Tony did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the volunteer party, we had him come and he sat with the table of volunteers, and they are all pretty excited to get going again. And so they're, as far as we know, they're all coming back.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Good to hear. Only other question I can think
are
of
any
is,
questions
is who won the city bowling tournament on Saturday amongst your team? You didn't keep score?
Oh, I didn't win. On my team, Bill, it was Skylar.
Until the tournament organizers calculate all that, it's really hard to
tell. So you're waiting for Lynette Rhodes to say which one of you won?
Skylar won our team.
Oh, Skylar, okay. Skylar,
not if you have a bigger handicap.
Did the best of all of us.
Oh yeah,
but congratulations. They were short-handed one person, so their team probably didn't get enough pins because of being short one person. You have to shift your focus into the individual stuff, and that's what I did.
So, did you win the men's?
We'll see. I'm just shy of 600, so it was okay.
That's great. Good for you.
And that's without the handicap.
Yeah. I'm sorry I missed you all on Saturday. I often am there.
I was their team.
I know you were. I saw you on the list. I looked at the teams.
There's a nice picture.
Oh, can someone share it with me sometime? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
That's all I can think of. Sorry, I can't think of more to filibuster.
You can hear me say, are there any questions for all?
Oh, it's only about 4:30.
For all. If there's no other questions and no further business, and we did get through 4:30, I just have an announcement that there'll be a finance committee meeting. At 3, it would be on February 20th before the board meeting. See the finance committee.
I'm available. Is that for the rates, Bill?
Cool.
Yeah.
2026.
Yeah.
Rates.
Yeah.
Rates and fees.
Who else is on that?
Maybe a call.
You'll be out of town.
You'll be out of town? You. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. I'll let you know. Thank you for the offer.
But both the finance and the boards.
Those three.
I can make it.
I'll be here.
One thought I have is just the REITs meeting is always so quick. I should say efficient, just like this today's meeting, maybe 3:30 would even work or 3:15.
Okay.
Is that the only thing
that would be easier on you? Your rates?
Yeah, it would be a little easier.
We usually talk a little bit about the end of the year.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So sometimes that
can what time do you want to meet Jeff?
You can make that 2 or 3 minutes if you want. So
now you tell us.
So we've now said for the record 3:30 on the 20th of February.
You'll
make up our mind.
Yeah, I'll decide.
3:30 or 3:15 or whatever.
Yeah, I'll give you a little extra time because I know you've got like a couple things lined up right before that, right? Okay.
Thank you.
So with that, there's no other comments or questions. A motion to adjourn is in order. All those in favor? No. First, someone make the motion. And is there a second? And all those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We're adjourned. I don't know if it's the record, but it's good. Welcome back, everybody.
It's substantially the end of next week.
It'll make up.
Right.
We have Destination Madness. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank so you is the picture of the whole team or of Sarah? The bowling picture.
The bowling picture, yeah. Yes. There were three teams.
I saw you had a lot when I saw the brush.
They just were getting a photo of all.
No, but we have a photo again.
Ballpark.
Those gorgeous kids.
I got to pull some more this year. I'll give my call.
That's a good call. Dry January, Mom.
I'd like to say that. Thank you.
Thanks for your question.
Just. Yeah. Totally killed it.